Exactly backwards. Exactly backwards. This is the mistake that makes life hell. It's the mistake that makes, that has you seeking these little superficial positives while avoiding perceived negatives. Instead of you enjoying the roller coaster of life, instead of enjoying surf, don't make this about my entire life. This is the trap. I was talking the other day to a friend who just wants to hit the lottery. They just want to hit the lottery. They want the big win. And I can't believe they're telling me this. Because anytime you go for my entire life, that long horizontal stare, the retreat into the cave. That, see, by the way, these are so ancient and archetypal. These are early things that showed up in our psyche. Jumping Mouse addresses these. I want you to think about the buffalo. His world feels so cold as he looks long across the prairie all alone. Even if he's in a herd, all alone in the herd, looking across the vast prairie of problems of past. Where the bear retreats into the cave. Isolation. Masculine's really known for this, right? The problem now is masculine can do it and still hunt using video games and still have sex using porn. And I don't have a problem with either one of those, to be honest. But when the ratio gets skewed, when you don't get that you're in the cave, even when you're out and about, that's where I notice people get hurt. Even when people don't realize that they're facing the prairie all alone as the buffalo, even when they're surrounded by love. You see, it's how you perceive. So the mistake, the big win will fix the big problems, the past, the future. Like the present is a little tiny dot on a map. The present is the whole freaking map. We're correcting some mistakes here. The present is the whole freaking map. It's only in the present that you can re-experience the past or imagine up the future. The present's not a tiny slice of the pie. The present is the whole damn thing. What you can experience today is a mirror. And I want you to get this, because the reason I chose day, it's a chunk of time which it's much bigger than the new age instant of now that most people try to talk about and embrace with fuzzy rainbows, or that your entire life. You see, you are what gives life. You are what gives life. And the day that you're having right now, don't stack it against the past. Don't stack it against the future. It's not a domino. It's a day. There's a reason why we've got multiple words like domino and day. If your day was actually a domino, we'd call it a domino and be done with it. Your day is your day. Your day is a mirror. The phrase that I use is, what we are is God having the adventure of a lifetime. When I got that, I couldn't scream it from the rooftops. I was too chicken shit. But I couldn't help but to say it in all sorts of covert and sneaky ways until I finally got tired of saying things like, what you are is the spark behind the eyes. What you are is what gives rise to all the thoughts. What you are is God having the adventure of a lifetime. The question is, right now, how do you bring the spirit of adventure to your day? Right now, how do you let it be what you experience right now? As you listen to the recordings, I want you to notice that there's a spirit of adventure here. It really is. I know when I teach anything, I've got a framework, I've got a zillion possible quote-unquote lessons to choose from, but how they evolve and how they weave That's the magic. That's the tapestry. So the lessons in this course, you guys are weaving them together in your own lives, just like we are. And we're weaving them together in the group, in the Facebook group and on the calls. All your life you will be weaving. You're the weaver that weaves the tapestry. And a tapestry, even though there's something quote-unquote linear that happens, there's something way non-linear that's happening. You see, in a typical dream-driven, here's a typical, not even dread-driven day. Most people have the same exact rut, pretty much, from morning, noon to night. The same responsibilities, morning, noon to night. And you know what? My day has a lot of sameness. Today is Tuesday. I've got 2 coaching calls. I'll hit the pool around 11. Make or bring home, or Victoria will cook a yummy lunch. We're both playing with cooking more. It's fascinating, right? You should, yeah. We'll play on Facebook with you guys. But what shows up is a heap of unknown, a heap of opportunities for oxytocin. A delightful amount of dopamine, wondering, who do I get to oxytocin with? Who can I pick to oxytocin with? We did some calls earlier in the course. Do some more. Reach out to some folks. And by the way, don't do it for help. Maybe you've noticed something. I'll share it in a story. When my granddaughter was real tiny, and whenever she'd get grumpy, people would give her a lot of attention. When she got grumpy, I wouldn't. She'd get grumpy and all nuts in her head and stuff, just like a little tiny girl does. And I'd say, honey, when you're done with that, what do you want to do? And she'd say, I want to play with my dolls. I want to put ribbons in your hair, Pappy. I had long hair back then. Okay, cool. When will you be done with what you're doing now? And she goes, never. I says, well, go pick a time. Go look at the clock and tell me when. And she'd go and she'd come back and I'd say, where's the big hand? Where's the little hand? Where do you want the big hand to be whenever you're done? And she'd tell me and I'd say, cool, I'll see you then. And sure enough, she'd go and she'd throw her fit and then she'd come back when she was done. And other people would listen to her, correct her, sometimes even spank her, the things that people do when there's a little one losing their mind. And they'd always, she'd always return to me. Sometimes we played other games, which just invited her to learn how to exit, not at a chosen time, but immediately. Because I wanted her to get that she's in charge. That she can have a tantrum or an adventure. And all of us can have a tantrum, all of us can have an adventure. So today, what if it was about the tango or the tantrum? What if it really was about you letting the spirit of adventure show up in the moment, in the now? More accurately, the now. What if it was you noticing that the now isn't a tiny little piece of the pie? The now is the whole pie, because it's only in now that you experience everything. The past, a new past you choose to give life to. It's not a line. The past just doesn't go in a straight line to the past and a straight line to the future. Let's assume you're in the middle of the pie, just for fun. Off to the left is a whole bunch of pasts, off to the right too. Some that you could, give more life to, some you might want to withdraw life from. But remember, you've got the whole pie. You are the whole pie. And at some point, you play and experience all the rules. Most of us have already gotten to the state of John. It's time to stop doing violence to your desires and to start giving life in the now to whatever past, present, future you choose. Alrighty. Maybe you can go skip. Maybe study a little marketing. Maybe tell or read a goody little story. Nothing too long. Jumping Mouse comes to mind. What's the other obvious one? See ya.